You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds. But first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Saxton's River artist Eric Aho paints bold images of nature, and his latest exhibit at the Hood Museum at Dartmouth College takes on a familiar part of our own natural world here in the Northeast winters, ice. Eric joins me now from our Brattleboro studio to tell us what about the ice captured his fascination enough to spend 9 years painting this series. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
First, let's start by you visually describing the painting series. It's called Ice Cuts.
A viewer would walk in to the gallery at the Hood Museum in particular and see straight ahead a large painting of a hole in the ice, a square cut hole in the ice with piles of snow and sort of debris of ice around it. And then in the very center being very dark, sort of chasm of green.
To me, they resemble a hole you'd cut in the ice to go ice fishing. But I understand these ice squares have a different use for you.
Well, they do. The hole is, it's called the avanto. It's the hole in the ice in front of the Finnish sauna. So after the heat of the sauna, one jumps into this frigid water to sort of experience the extreme of that cultural experience, which also reminds us of the extremes of nature.
And this is a practice that you partake in, jumping in the frigid water after a sauna.
It is, as often as possible, and something that my family's maintained, to the present day. It's an ancient and long-standing Finnish tradition and something that I've been proud to carry over with my family.
Are you painting these ice cuts from memory, or are you cutting a hole in the ice, taking a photograph, and heading back to your studio to paint it?
I work from memory, and it took a long time before I realized that this would become a subject for painting. I mean, it wasn't the point originally. The point was that it would cool me off after the sauna. I had no idea that I would get into a series of paintings now almost 10 years long. And in this case, one day I was looking at it, maybe because of the repeated shock of the cold water, I thought, this might be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then I went back to the studio and I started painting it. But I had, already been cutting it and using it as a cultural artifact of Finnish culture for almost 8 or 9 years. And then I realized it would become a painting.
Did the paintings ever, over the years, have another meaning for you on the canvas?
Oh, well, that's the amazing sort of mystery of what a painting can do, right? It's, in reality, it's a 3-foot by 4-foot hole in the ice. And then by the time it gets onto the canvas and the painting has progressed and the series has progressed, they become surprisingly varied. But it starts to remind me of minimalist abstract paintings. And that's, a further curiosity to me because, I don't paint that way. One of the things that is most exciting to me about cutting the ice each week and looking at this this trapezoid in the ice is the color. There's the prismatic effects of light around the edges of the ice, turquoises and weird yellows and blues and grays and crazy things that have to do with the angle of light and physics and bending of light rays, things I don't understand at all. Then there's the color of the open water, which is sometimes reflective, like a mirror can reflect the sky. Sometimes it's strange shades of blue. It can look like oil. It could look like velvet. It can look dry as opposed to wet. It has all sorts of bizarre qualities that I recognize, maybe because I'm just open to what it might offer me.
Any challenges or surprises?
It's been the most unusual thing to watch these layers sort of change, so there'll be a shiny area and a matte area. And in a way, it shows that the painting kind of keeps on painting itself. It's out of my hands now. The painting is essentially dry, but one area will soak in to a subsequent layer. And strangely, it reveals greater depth to these dark black areas and a greater range of nuance that I could never have intended, nor could I have painted. In a way, they have a life of their own, like nature and ice. And the paint, transforms the material experience. I mean, paint is just wet glue, really. And it's that glue that I have this unabiding belief in, that it connects us to the real world, no matter how odd or unusual or loosely formed that world is. Paint is that glue. You know, and water, of course, is that ever-changeable element.
I can imagine that this rather tropical winter hasn't been great for cutting holes in the ice or painting them.
Because I make these paintings in the studio, I can still make them without 3 feet of snow on the ground or a deep freeze, because they are constructs of the imagination. It's that kind of play between what's real and what's invented and what's imagined and what's remembered that I find fascinating.
Eric, thanks. It's been so great learning more about your paintings.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Saxton's River artist Eric Aho talking about his latest exhibit, Ice Cuts, which is up now through March 13th at Hood Museum at Dartmouth College. And now here's Art Hounds. This week, our Art Hounds want to make sure you add these events to your dance card: a classic musical in Putney, Quebecois music on stage in Barnard, and local legends in Hinesburg. First is Jim Malley from Bellows Falls. He suggests you go see Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris.
It's a sensational mix of music and theater centered around the experiences of Jacques Brel, perhaps 20th century Europe's most important singer-songwriter. The show is produced by Main Street Arts and has been touring across a lot of southern Vermont, mostly in restaurant settings. You really owe it to yourself to see this wonderful cast and experience this intense, beautiful music for yourself. I personally have seen it twice, and I'm going to see it again. Hope to see you there and have a great time.
That performance is put on by Main Street Arts and is on stage Saturday, January 16th at 7:30 at Next Stage in Putney. Next is Katie Trouts. She's director of Chandler Center for the Arts in Randolph and recommends the Concert of French Dance and Quebecois Music at Feast and Field Market in Barnard.
Tim Cummins and Jeremiah McLean are playing at the Feast and Field Market in Barnard. These are two of the best traditional performers in the state of Vermont. They play French dance tunes and jigs and reels, Appalachian music, and Quebecois music. I highly recommend it.
That's starting in just a few minutes at 5 o'clock till 7:30 today at Feast and Field Market in Barnard. And lastly today, Emily Anderson. She's a performing artist from Colchester and suggests the third annual Local Legends Concert at CVU Theater in Hinesburg.
These performances never disappoint. This year's Dennis Wilmot's Left Eye Jump Blues Band, Pete Sutherland's Pete's Posse, and the wonderful Patty Casey will blow your winter blues away. Take the trip out to Hinesburg, and you'll be smiling all the way home.
See that powerhouse of talent in an intimate venue for a good cause Friday, January 29th at 7. Find details about all these Art Hounds events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.